Welcome back to the Press Box and a special edition that we're going to be hosting here at the Press Box over the next couple of weeks. Our countdown to the Kentucky Derby, starting with the 20th and 21st horses eligible. As always, my great friend, the Hall of Famer, as I like to call him, because guess what? He is a Hall of Famer. Dave Fuzzy Baker.
Gene, great talking to you. The Press Box and our McLean's Countdown to the Derby is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So, Gene, as you mentioned, we're going to go, now, obviously, 20 will go to the post at a maximum for the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby, but also appropriate to look at number 21, because if there are any scratches, and the horse Getaway Car, who is, I believe, like 19th or something, is already ruled out. So we talk about at number 21, Built, and number 20, Mattaquette Road.
Yes, sir, Buzzy. We're going to start and work our way down, just like the countdown to the top Billboard 100, you know, and really, it's going to be interesting because there are always somebody leading up that, you know, the connections decide either for one reason or another that they're not going to go. And right now, it's narrow. Number 20th in the starting gate is Mattaquette Road at 46 points, and 21st is Built at 45 points. And, you know, it's really unfortunate because probably the horse that is coming on best is at 24, Baeza, who is on the outside looking in from a lot of perspectives. But Baeza, the 24th horse, now with 37.5 points, ran a huge second in the Santa Anita Derby for trainer John Sheriffs. They paid, the connections paid $1.2 million for this horse.
Wow.
Baeza. But, you know, like they say, you know, he should have done his, he should have been picking cotton when the picking of the cotton was done, right?
Right, and, absolutely.
You know, a son of McKenzie, who the connections paid at the September Keeneland sale in 2023, they paid for Mayberry Farm, paid $1.2 million, the consigner running the farm. But he's on the outside looking in right now. We have Mattaquette Road is holding down the 20th spot. And to be honest, Buzzy, I'm not a huge fan of Mattaquette Road's. He's trained by Bob Baffert. The previous rider was Mike Smith. Well, Mike Smith's not going to ride this horse now, considering that he rode Rodriguez to victory in the Wood Memorial. So, you know, this horse, his last time out, ran fourth in the Kirtland, Florida Derby. You know, ran behind Tappan Street, Sovereignty, and Neocos in that particular race. Neocos is sitting, I think, right now at the 22 spot with 39 or 40 points. So Neocos is not looking favorable as well. But Mattaquette Road is a speed horse, Buzz. And, you know, he just doesn't seem to have the stamina that it would take to go a mile and a quarter. He's a son of Quality Road. The connections being all of those owners that are affiliated with Baffert out west. They paid $650 for him at the Fasig Tipton Saratoga sale. But the thing that bothers me most, Buzzy, is that this horse has raced five times in the career, only won the maiden race. So he's eligible for a non other than and has raced three times this year with no wins. So it's awfully hard for me to take a flying leap on a horse that hasn't won this year at all and is still eligible for a non-other than.
However, that has happened before, especially in recent years, with very lightly raced horses having a great deal of success in the Derby.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing that bothers me most is, you know, not only the conditions, but the style that he particularly likes, and that
gotcha.
Is to be on
okay.
the lead. And I think there's going to be a lot of speed in this race. I just don't think that, they're going to be needing to find a new jockey if they do race. It's just not – this doesn't set up for me to be a big supporter of Maniquette Road. I could probably be a bigger supporter of Built, a son of Hardspun that is coming into the race. Now, they paid $260 for this one as a two-year-old at OBS last April. And, you know, this is a horse, Buzzy, that Wayne Catalano has trained and is training. But he won the Gunrunner Stakes down at Fairgrounds in December, came back. He was second in the LeCompte Stakes down at the Fairgrounds. Been doing most of his running all spring at the Fairgrounds. He got beat a neck in the LeCompte by Disco Time. And then he came back out of that race and ran in the Grade 2 Risen Star Buzz. He ran third in that one. He was third to Magnitude and Chunk of Gold. And then he ran last time in the Grade 2 Louisiana Derby, and he ran, he ran a very interesting fifth. He never really kind of got on track. He got crowded, it looked like. He kind of got stuck in between horses, never got clear. He just kind of stuck around there in the third or fourth path the whole way. I don't think that he just necessarily liked it that day. And he ran behind his Tastic and Chunk of Gold, Instant Replay, and John Hancock that day. You know, his form hasn't been on the rise as you would like to see. You would like to see them start out maybe fifth and then go to third and then go to second and then win, as opposed to winning and going the opposite direction. But of the two at the 21st, now there's only a 1-point slim differential between Maniquette Road and Built. But for Built to get in, one of the previous 19 or 20 are going to have to scratch out. And, I think it's going to be difficult for either one of these two to play heavily into my handicapping ultimately on Derby Day, Buzz. But if I had to do a toss-up, flip of the coin between these two, I'd probably lean towards Built because he has a little more variety in his running style. I think that would be the clincher for me, is that I just think that his style of running, it lends itself, in which he's more of a stalker. He can lay in there that in that fourth, fifth, sixth path and get a jump on him maybe at the top of the stretch. You know, that seems to me to be a little bit better, preferable style than it would be to come from try to lead them all the way around there, which is Maniquette Road style.
Okay, so I'm going to guess that in addition to our review each day leading up into the Derby, that you will have companion analysis on the side as well?
Yes, I will. I'm going to be starting at the press box. We're going to be doing just some verbiage, on there, why these horses are in, who they are, what they have accomplished to date, and what I particularly like or dislike about their running styles or their ability to win the 151st Derby, Buzz. The thing is, you know, we're going to be splitting hairs on a lot of these horses. All of these horses, three-year-old colts and geldings and that are leading up to the Derby, and they're all really good horses. You'd like to own any of them. So I don't want to be disparaging about their quality as runners. It's just who do you prefer over other ones. So I'm not trying to, cast any dispersing remarks about their abilities, because anybody would love to have any one of these horses as they go up towards not only the Derby but other stakes races throughout the year. And anybody would love to have Built. Anybody would love to have Maniquette Road, for that matter. Anybody would rather like to have Baeza. Of those three that are all kind of looking in, Baeza would get my vote. But at this point in time, he just simply has too much ground to cover, so to speak, I think, to get in the race. And, you know, that my only lingering worry or concern about Maniquette Road, although he's by Quality Road, an outstanding sire, is just his preference to be on the lead. And I think there will be a lot of speed. And I just haven't seen to date his ability to put away horses by carrying the speed on the front end.
Gotcha. Okay, who we got tomorrow?
We're coming up on number 19 tomorrow.
19.
And we've got a couple of Japanese horses locked in at 19 and 18. 19 is Admire Daytona. And then 18 is Luxor Cafe. So we're going to be looking at two Japanese horses. And I'm going to be reaching out to my good friend Caitlin Free, who is one of the best handicap analysts in the world. She's just tremendous. She does very, very talented, but she knows a lot about these foreign horses, in particular the Japanese horses. So these two earned their points through the road to the Kentucky Derby, through the European market, and through the Japanese racing market.
And I would like to remind folks and make sure that they know that we Gene is involved in picking, but he is not just picking horses whose names he can pronounce. These are horses he believes will win.
You know who's just ahead in just a few days is River Thames.
There, you love that River Thames. I mean, that's unbelievable. All right, the press box and our Derby countdown is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, I'm glad you're doing this. Glad to be a part of it. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend, and you're going to be my guest, as always, for Derby season. And I can't wait to see you, the lovely Donna. And I can't think of a better person to spend this most festive of Kentucky historic traditions than with you, the Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy.
Love you, my friend. Have a good night.
You too, my friend. Right. See you soon.
See you.